Always vote.
Happy New Year. Welcome to Season 2 of the All Range Mode podcast. I'm doing the introduction this week, apparently. My name's Doug. To my right, I have Danny.
Hey, guys.
Over there, we got Chad.
Hello!
And Joey.
What's happening?
Okay, so for this season of the podcast, we've decided to switch things up a little bit here, which I believe, as do we all, will work out for the better. Right. So what we're going to do is take 15-minute segments each, discussing what we want to talk about. Everyone's free to join in. As always, we are encouraging you to submit questions on what we've talked about in previous episodes, but here we go.
We also have a rating system now, out of 5 stars, so we're going to start to keep track of that for you guys, and if you have any movies you're interested in us in rewatching, rating up for you, let us know. And games.
So, Merry Christmas, everyone. I mean, we had the Christmas episode, but Christmas gifts were great this year. You know, we're all... Yeah. I'm very happy where things are right now with us all being into the Legos. I was kind of worried it wasn't going to be everyone for a while. And now it is. And, you know, I think we all got some Lego stuff this holiday season.
Yeah.
If it wasn't given, I bought it myself.
Yeah, exactly. So. I bought most of mine. I got gift cards and went out and got my own things. Yeah. But, you know, got the Hoth Battle Pack, TC-14 exclusive, which I scanned.
That is amazing.
In Chicago is probably my favorite minifigure at the moment I own.
Going around the table,
it's very special edition, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, first off, I wanted to say, so we were talking about this earlier, about how we were narrowing down, like, our collections, because there's just so much out there in the Star Wars world, and Joe said it the one day to me, like, you almost have to you can't just buy everyone you think looks cool. You have to get something specific. So I've decided to go Imperial ships, Imperial fleet, and Sith Lord minifigures.
Yeah, I'm going...
Doing the opposite, I believe.
Yeah, I'm going all Rebel. I got the X-Wing, I got a Y-Wing as well. I don't know, like, I'm waiting for Snow Speeder and, like, a couple other Rebel ships that you'd find, but I'm happy with what I got right now. I mean, like, if I can narrow it down even further, it's the ending of A New Hope. Mm-hmm. I've got, like, the two ships that were in the, battle against the Death Star, and, well, except the Falcon, actually. But, and then I got Luke, Han, and Leia all in, like, their outfits for the ending when they're all getting the rewards. So, like, I have that. So if I need to stop... Like, I'm good for now, so it's like I'm not going to be spending hundreds of dollars in the next couple months.
I feel like it's a little harder with the Sith Lord thing, because it's like, I don't know, I only want them from the old trilogy, and I mean, well, new trilogy too, I guess, if they're cool enough. Like, I don't want Darth Maul's ship. That sucks. But I like, I've got Palpatine's shuttle and the TIE fighter. Well, TIE fighter is my next purchase, for sure.
Yeah, you could just go Imperial. Like, technically, that was part of the Empire, was Palpatine's shuttle.
I mean, definitely.
If you figure, like, the end of Revenge of the Sith, like, the ship's going forward. And then, like, the ending of the Empire was in episode 6, mm-hmm. Return of the Jedi. So, anything that's in those movies, I mean, that's a nice little cap on your collection.
Yeah. I mean, my rule is if it comes with the Sith Lord, it's good to go. And I think that comes with a red lightsaber.
Yeah.
Counts.
Yeah. If I can interject for just 1 second, I got, you know what fatheads are? They're these, like, giant wall stickers. Oh, and a couple months back, Shelby's dad was like, what's your favorite Star Wars character? He asked us both. And we're both like, I don't know. Like, what are you thinking about? What are you going to buy? Or what are you going to choose for us? Like, and so I said Luke Skywalker. Shelby said Rex from the Clone Wars. So we have two, like, mixed timeline, mixed ideology. Like, one is an actual poster of, like, Mark Hamill, like a photo, photorealistic. The other one is from Clone Wars. So, like, they don't match in any way.
Where's the, like, Luke one?
I haven't hung it up. I want to hang it up in Lena's room, but I'm afraid it's going to scare her. When she wakes, like, in the middle of the night.
That would freak the hell out.
So I haven't hung up Luke. Rex looks really cool, though. It's more stylized. It's not just a poster of him, of Mark Hamill.
I used to have a cutout of Han Solo with the blaster, like, life-size. My mom threw it out, though.
She threw that out?
Yeah, I paid $60 for it.
Oh. Wow. Well, Mandy got me a life-size Gandalf from The Hobbit for Christmas. I got a picture next to it. One of the Shun staffs that I carved.
I like my Shun staff. I'm waiting to go for a walk.
What are you going for?
For Legos? I want to create scenes. Like, scenes in the Star Wars universe that have, I don't know, like, kind of stuck with me, I guess.
But, like, space battles?
How are you going to, like, oppose that to, say, because you have, like, Palpatine's Arrest, which is a scene you can buy.
Yeah.
How will you make
it? Oh, no, I mean, like, from, what the hell? Shadows of the Empire. The first level playing, like, Battle of Hoth.
Yeah.
If I could get a snow speeder and have, like, the AT-ATs sitting on the ground... somehow suspend the snowspeeder and have like a towing cable around it.
A snowspeeder and an AT-AT.
Like just having that in the corner. Like, or like I bought a
couple of Hoth battle sets, mixing them around.
Yeah. 50% off at Barnes & Noble right now.
Yeah, I have the gun.
I like it.
Creating the base. But also I got the Jedi Starfighter. And if I could get the Slave One and just have like that attack from
episode 2. The Slave One I really want to put in my Imperial Sith collection. I'm counting it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it fits in there.
It's pretty important.
Come on, it's like it's the coolest awesome. Badass character.
Yeah.
Well, that, it sucks. I mean, the only one available is that one in Windsor at Teaching Toys, and the box is so sun-faded.
Who cares?
Yeah, it is so sun-faded.
It's not on sale anymore, either. I was ready to buy it yesterday.
Listen, I was there yesterday. It was totally unrelated. Like,
you go in there and you say, like, I saw this for $89 or whatever it was that one day. I'm like, that's a privately owned place.
You're right.
I even asked the owner, like, if, you know, where she does her ordering from and stuff like that. So, like, if we see any, I mean, chances are we'll be able to find it on eBay for pretty cheap. But if you want to keep it local, you could probably let her know.
It's more expensive on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
eBay is ruthless.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, when all those 2009 sets went half off, the Celebration sets, they didn't go half off on eBay. Toys R Us just wanted to get them out of their inventory, but their price remains...
Wow.
I don't think a Lego set ever goes under its initial sale price on the internet. Unless you can get them on sale in stores, but the online value, aside from Amazon, is always going to be what it is. Especially if it's a discontinued set.
They're I can't believe Toys R Us. Like, they're amazing for that. Like, I bought Y-Wing at half price.
The Jedi Starfighter was $50.
You know, they still have ARCs. They're stacked up behind, like, where the other Legos are.
They're not on sale anymore.
The Old Republic one?
Well, it was on sale. And it's not... No, it's the ARC is from, you know, the clones use it in...
They have the
Sith.
In their newest sets.
They look like X-Wings, but they're a little bit more...
well, Max, remember we were looking at Dan's? Dan, which one did you get? The TIE? Is it not Interceptor? I forget what that was.
You got the Sith one.
Infiltrator.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, what's your...
No. The Sith Infiltrator is Darth Maul's ship. You didn't get that. You got something else.
It's Plagueis' ship.
Is it?
Plagueis?
No.
The other guy. The
Sith Infiltrator is Darth Maul's ship.
Plagueis is the one that...
He's a Sith Lord in Old Republic.
In Old Republic. Yeah, yeah. He looks like Vader with a half...
No, it's called the Malvinois. Isn't that the name of your ship?
No.
Malevolence.
Malevolence? No, the Malevolence... Malevolence is a battleship that Grievous uses.
What the fuck is that guy's name?
It's from Old Republic,
Darth,
though.
I don't know, Windu?
No.
Either
he
way.
He looks like Vader with a half helmet. Like,
that ship's really cool.
He's got his mouth covered, but his top of his head's...
They've been doing that a lot. Like,
They have that in the, like, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Darth, fuck.
Is it...
Malak.
Darth Malak is the one from Knights of the Old Republic.
Sidious? Or Plagueis?
Sidious is the Empire. Plagueis is the Empire's
then
master.
Who the fuck is this guy?
He's from the Old Republic.
Yeah, he's old.
I've never played the Old Republic.
I've seen his name before somewhere, though.
Things were... I guess, like, politically, things were different in the Old Republic. Like, multiple Sith were around. In the newer kind of mythology, there's only two at a time.
Either way, I was just... I don't really have a theme
to
my buying. I just bought
what looks cool.
What I, like... Yeah, if they look cool, I wanted to buy them and hang
them. They do look fucking cool.
But the downside is... I bought that ship for $120, and I've never had buyer's remorse worse in my life with anything.
Look, you can't do that, man. The best thing to do is only buy a set when it's on sale, unless you have to have it.
Well, I had money.
We should be moving on.
You're right. Okay. Yeah, anyway, stay tuned to see what sets we buy.
Yeah.
Because we will be buying them.
Yeah, I want to buy that Imperial shuttle this week, hopefully. OSAP came in, baby!
Anyway, moving on. Games, I haven't played a ton of games. I've been playing Bioshock 2 a lot, and I'm really, really excited for
Infinite.
I saw they're releasing that special pack of
Bioshock Rapture 1 and 2. Edition or something like that?
I don't care about that. I'm just playing Bioshock 2 because it's free on PlayStation Plus.
But what does it come with? Just DLC and shit?
Yeah, DLC. And there were some PlayStation exclusives for Bioshock 1, I think, because it came out later that... They're stupid. Like, Bioshock 2 Online isn't that fun.
Did
but the
you
campaign in that game is amazing.
Yeah. Did you have the DLC for that?
No.
There's one called, like, Minerva's Den or something like that, and it had a better rating than the game.
Oh,
everybody
really?
Said, like, it's, like, 4 hours long, and they said you have more fun in this than you do in the entire BioShock 2.
Really?
And BioShock, and they love BioShock 2 as well, so...
Hmm. I'm going to have to see. I wonder how that would work if I can buy DLC for a PlayStation Plus game.
Probably.
I imagine.
Yeah, because...
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, if anybody knows the answer to that, let us know.
I'm sure you
can. Yeah, so pretty into that. Movies I saw. I saw Django, which we all saw, I think. Did you see it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
We could probably take a couple minutes later on.
Yeah, we all saw okay. After. Another movie I saw, which... I'm not exaggerating at all. This movie is definitely... Oh, by the way, rating. I give BioShock a 5.
BioShock 2. Yeah,
I saw a movie that is an absolute 0. It is...
You're not even going to rate it?
It's a 1, it's a 0, it's so bad. Okay. It was the worst... I'm not even talking about, like, oh, look at that, like, oh, this movie sucks. Watching the movie was so annoying that I was having a panic attack during the thing. I saw that Les Miserables movie.
That's bad.
Les Miserables?
Oh my god, is it
This
bad?
Is the theatrical one that just came out?
Yeah. First of all...
I heard it's terrible.
There's not a single word of dialogue spoken in the movie. It's like, what do we do? And Russell Crowe, fucking Catwoman, and...
Anne Hathaway.
And Wolverine. Yeah. So, Gladiator, Catwoman, and Wolverine don't know how to act like that at all. Like, they just do not know how to act like that. They can act.
Russell Crowe in a musical?
Russell Crowe is the main character.
Russell Crowe had a musical career.
Yeah.
Anyway.
After Gladiator.
What? He can't... He's no good.
Actually...
What do we do?
The sound... Like, I don't know. Obviously, admittedly... Musicals aren't any of our thing. Like, we don't like musicals. But I went into that
in Harrisburg.
Well, you know what? They're fun to see live. I've enjoyed them. But okay, what I'm saying is we don't watch musicals. Like we don't review musicals on the show. Anyway, I saw it, and sure, the source material is fine enough. I'm sure there's versions of this play that exist that are very good. But this movie, I could not stand. The sound was so loud, and it was just right in my ear the whole time in such an annoying way. And I couldn't... I was literally trying to just cover my ears and shut my eyes during this movie. It was so bad. I left the theater for like 20 minutes. Horrible, horrible movie.
So,
I hated
the thing
it.
That they did with that movie is they recorded the vocals live on set. Like, those vocals are... They didn't go back into like a studio and re-record the vocals and redo the music and all that stuff. So it's like they weren't given the opportunity to act and then sing. They had to sing while they're trying to act. And that might have caused some issues. And I heard the soundtrack is just the movie.
Yeah.
And
we saw the soundtrack at Starbucks, and it's so long.
Yeah, and now, like, they've got these terrible recordings, and that's fine because they wanted to make it, like, I don't know, more realistic or something like that. But
they didn't overdub it?
I mean,
it's not overdubbed. It's performed live, and they recorded it just as they would dialogue.
Don't get me wrong. I understand perfectly the argument of, like, Hollywood not coming in and just ruining this great musical. But it would have been so much better if there were keep the singing scenes, but just have dialogue interaction, even if that's not how it is in the original story.
Yeah.
The Hollywood version could have really benefited from that. And I think the original, people would be more inclined to go see the plays after. I heard a lot of people do like this version, not people whose taste I would respect, or you know, just I've seen on my Facebook and whatever. Yeah. But I was really not a fan. I went in with an open mind, and I could not stand this movie.
Yeah,
nice.
So that's my Les Mis review. I dare you to watch the whole thing. I don't think you guys would be able to make it.
No way.
It was bad, man. Really, really bad. Anyway,
wow.
I rewatched Back to the Future 2 again. 5. It's awesome. I'm gonna buy it on Blu-ray. I've decided.
Back to they have the trilogy. Like it says, the
I don't
cover
want the trilogy.
No, but it's only like $20, and the cover of
Back to the Future 2 is also like it's like $17. So you have to kind of get the trilogy. I'm really pissed about that.
Yeah,
I want to just buy Back to the Future 2 for $6.
You want one as well. One and two are one movie.
I guess so. The third one. It's enjoyable.
I don't even remember those movies in the least.
But they're good. Dude. One and two are amazing. Three is fine, but like...
One and two are fucking... You know what's really weird? At the end of two, how there's a trailer for three.
Well, they did
what's... That's really weird. You remember that?
You know the common thing now where they'll film the sequels at the same time?
Yeah, they did that for two and three.
Yeah, they did that for two and three.
But it's just weird how at the end of the second movie, you have like a 2-minute trailer that's not like... It's just part of the movie. Like, it's in the movie. You know? It's not just a special
after
feature.
The credits or something?
No. It'll just be like, next time. it says that.
So it's like
it's kind of a weird thing. Like,
TV show.
What do we do?
Yeah. So, that, and I also watched all of season two of Louis, which is just great. I mean, obviously, it's really funny. Yeah, but it's just the dark side of it is fantastic. Depressed me for a while, but now I think it's really funny.
You guys have that American Netflix, eh? Like,
yeah, it's super easy to set up. I can show you how to do it if you want.
I
want to
do it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not restricting myself anyway by adding the United. They're not taking anything off of it.
No,
it's just the Canadian
Netflix.
Actually,
they do take some stuff off. There's like,
can I still watch Dragon's Den? I kind of want
to
watch.
Look, if you ever want to switch back to Canadian Netflix, it takes 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dragon's Den. You have unlimited Dragon's Den
on Canadian Netflix. Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
All right. Well, that does it for my teens. Passing it on to Joey.
Zoo!
What do we do?
What do we do? Okay, so I'm up. I'm up now. We have been off the season finale of season one came out last week, but we haven't recorded in like 3 weeks.
No.
So I've been watching a lot of movies. I'm getting more into movies and games actually, which is weird that it took so long.
You got that Wii U.
I'm liking it a lot. But instead of flicking through Netflix and saying like, oh, I don't want to watch that, blah blah blah, I just hit play every time now. I'm not gonna beat around the bush anymore, and like especially it gives me more reason to watch movies because I can rate them and talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. So aside from Django, which we're gonna talk about a little bit later, I watched a couple of sci-fi movies. First one is Looper. I also watched Chronicle, and then I watched Hunger Games again. And I also watched Limitless. Now, these movies all have something in common, which is like the subject material is awesome in all these movies. They're all like great stories and like cool little characters and stuff like that, and they get into interesting situations that I would never really look for that kind of story, but it's nice that somebody else is bringing them to me, right?
Like, yeah.
So Looper's about time-traveling gangsters. You've all heard of this movie.
They're hitmen.
Yeah, they're hitmen. So what happens is,
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm going to give it a little synopsis. So pretty much every, these time-traveling hitmen, it's called closing the loop, where it's like they get a certain amount of time where when you sign the contract, you have a perfect life for 30 years, right? But if you're still alive at the end of that 30 years from when you sign a contract, they send you back in a loop and you essentially, your former self kills yourself. That's just how they keep it tight and clean, I guess. So one of these guys during his 30 years decides he doesn't want to die and sets up this scheme to go back in time and stop everything from happening before it happens. So it's a pretty cool story. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, we all talked about the makeup and,
it's a little off-putting for me.
Yeah, completely unnecessary. I didn't think it was as bad as I thought from the trailers and what you guys talked about. There are a couple scenes where it looks worse, which is a big problem, right? Because he probably went back in to get his makeup done, and if it doesn't look exactly like it did the day before, then it looks like a different person. It's completely unnecessary.
I don't know how they didn't figure that out the second day of shooting and like just scrap the idea.
Yeah. But like, I don't find, as much of a flaw as that is, I don't think it's the biggest flaw. I think in the... So what these movies all have in common is the execution is just terrible, I think. Like, they didn't pull it off exactly, like... As cool as the subject material is, they weren't able to pull it off. Like, maybe it was low budget, or they didn't have enough good acting, or whatever. But the problem with Looper, I thought, was
the kid.
Well, the kid, yeah, but the whole, this whole thing
soon,
about, like...
As soon as that, like, surreal, or...
That's true. Yeah, when they brought the kid into it, the movie really took a turn for the left.
It's like, you had something good going with...
They never explain, like, what happened to the planet, and they only jump 40 years, so it's 2044, or, sorry, 30 years, and then you're supposed to, like, think, okay, well, maybe it's 60 years now, because they're from the future, but in 2044, there's, like, just... fucking magicians or like wizards,
psychics
hanging around. Yeah, they all have telekinesis, and they don't explain that. They don't explain anything.
It's not,
well, the telekinesis. Earth,
it is Earth.
It is. Earth.
It's like a.
He goes to. He wants to go to Paris, and he learns French.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
but it's like it's an alternate Earth.
Yeah, but they don't tell you why it's an alternate.
And Earth. And not only that, but they make
matter.
A point.
It's a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, they make a point to say like we're not going to talk about it because that would make us go crazy. That's a cop out, man. Like, yeah. I understand the time travel thing, because you're talking about, like, a loop now, where this is constantly happening. The younger self always kills the older self, and, like, how you're expected to believe that this is how it happens every single time, but this one time, he turned the gun on himself and shot himself, and that's what closed the loop or whatever.
They should have just stuck to that, like,
this yeah, like,
brought the kid in. And...
Well, not only that, but, like, you know, have you guys ever seen 12 Monkeys?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
It deals with time travel the same way, and you learn, like, yeah, it isn't always a constant loop, because every single decision is made the exact same way. And it ends on a down note, because you realize there's nothing we could have done to stop this. And it was just unbelievable. I give Looper a 3, because I like sci-fi, it was fine. I heard one person talking about it saying people who like anime would have an easier time liking Looper, because it kind of dives into that, like... you know, super technical or super techno, I guess you could call it. Like, everyone's got crazy hair and like the
I thought that I had a problem with the sci-fi aspects of Looper.
I like everything on the barn
they introduced into it. The scenery was good, but how they just talked about it was off-putting for me.
I also watched Chronicle. There's less to talk about with that movie.
I liked that movie a lot.
I liked it too. It's I don't know, would you feel comfortable recommending that movie?
Absolutely.
Really?
I'd say watch it if you're bored. It's not.
Yeah,
the worst.
That's exactly what I did.
Not even
I really
if you're
like.
Bored. I think it's a good movie.
You see, what would you give it?
A 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the actor, that kid who plays the lead.
Yeah,
he was cool.
The good guy and the bad guy.
Yeah. Who directed Chronicle? Was it?
You know what? I'm not sure. You can look it up.
I tried to watch it for like 10 minutes, and I think those like handicam movies, if they have any sort of bad acting at all, just takes you right out of it.
It gets better.
Well, the thing is like with the kid, the main character starts to use his abilities to hold the camera in like helicopter
and he gets a camera, so it looks better.
Yeah, and he gets a better camera later in the movie.
Awesome.
So, it was a pretty cool story. Execution, maybe because of budget or you know, it.
For me, it came out of nowhere. Right, it was just like, oh, there's a movie in the theater called Chronicle.
Yeah,
it's a handycam movie about.
Yeah, that
kids
was
with superpowers. I was like, too. I'm interested. Sure, I'll see it. And I was kind of surprised.
So I give Chronicle a 2.
Oh.
Does it give you that like Spider-Man feel where he gets his powers for the first time?
Kind of. Like, there's a few scenes where they're screwing around with each other. It's not like Spider-Man, though, where it's awesome. Different.
You know what? I'll give it a 2.5. Not a 2. So Hunger Games, I rewatched that movie with an open mind. I really, really like the subject material. I think it's a cool story. The whole thing with like the rebellion and the rebels lost, so this is how they're kind of controlled now in these 13 districts. I really like Jennifer Lawrence,
the girl.
Yeah,
actress.
I think she's cool. I really like her as an actress.
She needs to lose 15 pounds.
not
that much, just a little bit.
But watching it with a less cynical approach, like I saw it with you in the theater, right?
Yeah, was it us?
Yeah, and watching it less, like I said, cynical. I really liked it a lot more. I wasn't judging it while I was watching it, but it takes a turn for the worse with those dogs. Like, just like you're saying, like, I know that's how the story is, and you've got your Les Miserables is a play, Hunger Games is a book, so you kind of
got
to stick to that.
Yeah, you've got
It's why? What gives them the technology to sprout monster dogs just out of the ground? And they're in the movie for 4 minutes. I mean... It just completely took me out of the story. I understand everything and how that world works, except for this computer dogs that they're shooting. Finale. Maybe there's more in the movie.
I never want to see that movie again.
Here's why I really watched it.
The sequel?
Yeah.
I heard really good. Like, there's a good team behind the sequel. I mean, the guy who's helming Star Wars is writing the script. that Michael Arndt guy. And like I said, I like Jennifer Lawrence. And Philip Seymour Hoffman's in the final one, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Three or four?
Three. Yeah, three. Well, there's going to be four because the third book is being split into two movies, obviously. So, but yeah, so I'm excited to watch the sequel. So I gave it a rewatch, and yeah, I give it a 2.5 as well.
I'll give it a 2.
I like it, but I'm not going to go ahead and say like it's good past any means. Like they could do a lot better, so that's why it gets 2.5.
So 3 is a take it or leave it.
3 is like I really liked it. You know, it's good. Like I want to watch it again, that kind of stuff. I mean, that's where I'm bringing it.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
I think
4 is like definitely recommend, and 5 is a masterpiece.
3 is like take it or leave it. Yeah, 3 is like for me, 3 is. Yeah,
we have to
even
four is it's good.
4 is pretty good. 5 is it's really good. 2 is
yeah.
You got something to do. 1 is don't bother.
It has a I gave it a 2.5.
I give it a fucking 2.
Like if you fucking got, 2.
A fucking 2.
No, I think a 2 is if you're curious about it, watch it.
Yeah, fair enough. Like
and you won't hate it.
Yeah. So I also I watched Limitless.
What's that about?
It's Bradley Cooper.
He takes that pill.
Yeah, he's like a struggling writer, and he takes this.
Oh, I've seen that.
It takes this. He takes this pill that gives him clairvoyance.
Yeah, yeah.
And he sees everything 5 minutes before it happens, and he sees every outcome and all that stuff. It's pretty cool. Like I said, they all have great subject material, but just the execution is not done.
There's another movie just like that too, with the soldiers. It came out around the same time. I can't remember the name of it. It's about soldiers. They go out as these machines or something, and they come back.
Terminator.
No.
G.I. Joe?
I just feel like an idiot now. No, it came out.
Figure it out. Watch it and then do it next week.
Yeah.
I really want to know what that is.
Who's in it, too? Shit. There's no way I can... moving on.
So, the reason I watched Limitless, I saw a trailer for it. I saw a trailer for it, and it looked pretty cool. So
it did look awesome.
Yeah, so, like, and the old Joe would have just been like, it's not going to be the best movie, so I'm not watching it. But now I'm just kind of, like, going to overexpose myself to movies and games. I really like Bradley Cooper.
I'm on the other side of that. I don't like that guy.
Neither did I. But I heard really good things about him in this Silver Linings Playbook movie. Same with Jennifer Lawrence. And I heard that the dynamic between him and Robert De Niro is really good. And they're both in this movie, too. And it's right. They are really good together. Huh. So it's a great movie. Like, he gets caught up in, gangsters and the trade. And, what do you call that? Wall Street?
Yeah.
But again, like, it seemed like a project movie for whatever director. Every single shot, almost, is some sort of camera trick. Oh. Using different, like... The way they... have you ever seen Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah.
How when he takes the... When they take the pill, like, it goes... Like, close-ups on the eyes and all that shit.
Yeah.
Every time someone takes a pill in this movie, it switches from a regular telephoto or a regular lens to a fisheye. And that's how they explain that the person's on the pill. But they don't... They should give that to the actors to show that they're on the pill. Not some weird camera trick and, like... I don't know. Take it or leave it. Gave it a 2.5.
Speaking of camera tricks, I also watched Star Trek again this week. I cannot stand how many light flares.
I love them.
In that lens movie. Flares, yeah.
Oh, is that what it's called?
I knew you were going to talk about that. Yeah, I knew you were going to. As soon as you said Star Trek, I was like, lens flare. And what about the shaking camera?
It drives me crazy.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it?
Like, think about it.
What do you
mean
lens flare?
Like that light coming down? Across? Every action scene...
Oh, yeah.
Every action scene, he just puts that on it. And if you actually watch the scene, nothing's happening.
Well, in space, there would be so many...
So here's the idea behind that.
In a chair with a lens flare and the camera's shaking.
The idea behind that is they set up the Enterprise with its own lights and, like, with all these things that... It's got its own lighting, and then they just bring a camera in to film. You would get lens flares. So his idea is that he's going to make it feel like someone's holding a camera in the cockpit. That's why, like, every time there's an explosion... the camera really shakes a lot. Almost every scene, go back and watch it again, the camera's always shaking. And I like it. It makes it feel more practical, I think.
It doesn't ruin the movie, but I don't like it. Like, I don't like knowing that the second one's gonna be just like that again, and I don't... I think they could do better.
Especially when there's, like, a planet, and there's light reflecting off the planet or something in space, like, and the camera's just, like... And the sheen just kind of makes you want to cringe a bit.
It's cool. I also noticed, like, Peter Jackson does, like, the rim lighting thing a lot in Lord of the Rings, where you just see the reflection. I think I was talking about that earlier.
Yeah, you talked about it last week.
I just don't like the same thing being overdone, I guess.
Well, I mean, it is being used, overused in sci-fi right now. Like, everyone's kind of borrowing that. But I'm fine with him using it. I mean, he's the first person I saw that really took advantage of it a lot.
Yeah. I remember hearing a Radiolab episode with, like, astronauts in space. And they'd be working outside the shuttle or something like that in space. Totally pitch black. Like, you'd only see, like, what you have with your headlights or whatever.
Yeah.
Your headlamp. And you can't see the Earth below you. And then all of a sudden, like, the sun rises around the horizon, and it's just like a just this blinding light.
That's crazy.
Wow. It's a really, really good episode.
What's it? Do you know what it's called?
I think, like, I don't know, Absolute Black or something like
that. I'm not sure. So I only have a little bit more time, but I'm playing Trine 2 for Wii U. It's pretty good. It seems like it's not the best at anything. But it's the switching between characters is really cool. Like, almost like in Lego games, you can switch between characters that have different abilities. I'd like it if it was a little bit more strict. Like, because you can drop in a second and third player at any time, right? But if I'm playing it by myself, and there's you get these orbs, and every time you kill somebody, you get experience points, and then you can buy different abilities with those points. So, like, there's these orbs that are just out of reach, and there's nothing telling me that, you know, I'm going to level up a little bit and then I can come back and reach that later. Or, like, you know, if I had three players, I could definitely get that. So it's like, it's weird running through the game and having to leave those orbs behind and not knowing, like, if there's anything set up for that. Or it's like, oh, if you have two players, you can get those ones. So I don't, it's a little bit loose, you know, it's messy. But I really like playing it. It's a lot of fun, and I'll give you a rating when I'm done playing it. But if you're not interested in buying that,
I might. I haven't played my Wii U at all, really.
It's pretty cool. It's a fun little game. I played with Shelby a little bit. But, like, you've got that restriction where both players have to stay on the screen. And,
well, is it, do you use, like, the motes?
Yeah, we can play online.
The Wii U
ones? That'd be better.
It uses the gamepad.
Yeah. But if, like, you want to add a second player.
Shelby has to use the... Or, sorry, second player two has to use the remote nunchuck, which makes me really mad. The game... The Pro Controller does not work for that game.
Fuck.
So bad. I think it's because the Pro Controller was really late in development. I think, like, people have been making games for this thing for a while.
I probably didn't think people were actually going to buy it.
Buy the Pro Controller?
Like, they bought it, or they made it so that people could play Call of Duty.
Yeah. Oh, I'm over time, so I'll talk about more Trine 2 a little bit later. Thanks for listening.
Is it me that's third?
It is.
It is.
It is me. Yeah, so I don't have really that much written down here, but I did play the Walking Dead game.
Yes.
Oh, really?
I only played the first one for about like 3 hours, or
what?
Maybe 2 hours.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
I hadn't finished it. I don't like it.
At all. I knew that was coming.
I don't like
what?
It.
What?
It's a really cool story. You're given, like, pretty good decisions. I'm sure there's, like, weight to everything. I just don't like the gameplay at all. When you're given, like, time to play the game and go and walk around,
I'm always looking for the next cutscene. Like, I'm more interested in watching the game than
exactly
playing it.
There's one thing right now, just in the first one, I'm in the pharmacy and they're like, look for the key to the office.
That part's very frustrating.
I walked around, like, that type of game.
You gotta go outside? You beat that part, right?
No, I stopped playing. I was just walking around. I'm not gonna play it again, I don't think. I bought them all. And
you have to play it again.
I'm
give
sure
it another,
gets better.
Give it another chance.
It's really good, man. Like, I would try to get it. If you get stuck and it's frustrating, just Google what to do. Fuck it. You're watching this game, you know? That's kind of the attitude I took to it.
Yeah. It's not very gamey, though. It becomes... It's not a game.
There's gamey stuff sometimes.
Yeah, just like...
You know what?
This at its, at the zombie's head,
it's
press A.
Yeah, but it's
you know,
a little bit
the puzzles
sometimes
are fun. But what are the puzzles? Like, how do the puzzles work?
Some of the puzzles, it's like you have to go look at this schematic and then, like, get these items and put them back in the right sequence.
Okay.
There's a lot of, like, wordplay puzzles, too. Like, you have to manipulate someone into doing what you want.
So, from what I've seen of this game, I've played it for maybe 5 minutes. Quite possibly the most overrated game of all time.
Yep.
Everybody is praising this thing. Like, it's
the
like
Walking Dead so big.
No, but it's like the second coming of video games. Like, this is the way games are going to be.
It doesn't deserve Game of the Year and all this hype that it's been getting, but it's a fucking awesome game.
It's a good game, man. Like, don't let that ruin it for
you. I think it'd probably be best on iOS.
Your downside is you waited too long to play it. You've had everybody talking about how fucking awesome the game was.
True.
For me, it was a shock. I was like, oh, a Walking Dead game. It's going to suck ass.
I was like, it came out free on the PSN.
I probably thought it was worse.
No.
Had that happen. I'd get stuck in the office. Like, you guys play that Walking Dead game? It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. There's another one coming out, like an actual one.
A first person shooter.
Yeah, Activision's
making it. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, that's retarded.
That's going to be the game we all thought this one was going to be.
It's going to be the game of the year.
when I first heard a Walking Dead game was coming out, I thought it was just going to be some shitty action game.
I mean, it does seem really cool. It's like, it's kind of like Mass Effect 2 in a way, where even like playing the gamey parts in Mass Effect 2, I didn't really want to do. I just kind of wanted to get back to the ship and talk to everybody about the last mission. Like,
yeah,
what was up?
But it had both. Mass Effect 2 had both.
Yeah, it had great gameplay and
interesting. Well, I don't know about the characters.
I was so excited to flirt with who was the girl who worked right next to you, Kelly?
Oh yeah.
That was my
terminal.
I couldn't wait to get back to the ship and just talk to her after every mission. Just like, oh, she's gonna save me now.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
No, I go into that. I went to Miranda's office every time. Like, is this the time, Kelly? Yeah. Kelly, please.
You know what? Like,
Miranda kept saying the same thing to me, and I got sick of it.
Like, yeah, I didn't know what I did wrong and why she wasn't talking to me anymore.
Kelly.
Why would she talk to me?
I couldn't go to anyone else.
Man,
I only get the dance.
Jeez. I was full of regret when I found out or I saw how much hotter that Jack was going to be in Mass Effect 3.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I played through and I'm like, oh, fuck it. She's got a shaved head and she just looks weird.
That's just a cruel joke.
And I was just like, Miranda, you're my chick. And then I just ruined it. And
what
I couldn't.
What did Jack look like in 3?
Jack in 3, she had cool hair and her tattoos were better.
She's
and
got long hair, but it's shaved on the side.
Yeah, she wasn't bald anymore.
Hair?
Yeah. She looked good for a video game character. But
what a great game.
Yeah. Oh man, regret. Well, it's not regret. I'm glad I got Mario Galaxy.
You can go back now and fuck her again.
But I was excited for my Renegade game because I was gonna end up with Jack, but I couldn't break up with Miranda with a clear conscience. So I like stayed with Miranda through all of Mass Effect 3, even though I fucking hated it.
I felt terrible doing that in 3.
When you have to abandon her, yeah, I couldn't
you
do it. I was like, fine.
Citadel?
I said yes, and I said, okay, we'll do whatever you gotta do. Actually, I like went back and loaded my save file and said yes, I would help her out.
Actually, I saved right before that, and did both one. Like, I chose no.
I left the bitch.
Yeah, I chose no for Liara, and then... Yeah, saved it. She was, like, crying as she walked away. I was like, oh, no.
I was so into the story mission at that part that I didn't care to help her.
Yeah?
I was just like, this doesn't sound interesting. What do you want from me?
I can't wait
more
to play
about
that
your fucking dad?
Yeah, like, yeah. More about your dad? No.
Did you play that
I'm
mission?
Here.
Did you play, like, her dad thing?
No, I played...
Is that a mission, even?
I played as little as possible for my Renegade game because I wanted the worst ending.
Oh.
But I got the same ending as everybody else. Gosh, that made me mad.
You did?
Well, I picked my choice, and everyone gets to pick one of the three choices.
Yeah, that's true.
And then...
No matter what I did, I got the same three choices that you did.
You know what happened to me at the end of the game? Something happens where you get shot or something. Or no, the guy gets shot. Who am I talking about here?
Anderson?
Anderson gets shot, right? Or no, he's about to get shot, and you can prevent him from getting shot if you're a Paragon.
Yeah.
So I was just under enough... Paragon points that I could not prevent him from getting shot.
I had four,
so
and I couldn't.
I kept
he got shot
trying
anyway.
It again.
Shot anyway.
And whenever you have to reload and replay that, you have to go through the whole cutscene.
Oh god,
and
you
can't skip it. And I was so fucking mad at that part.
Me too.
No, I've been playing Paragon the entire fucking game, with aside from a few.
I played three
you know
games
I
of Paragon,
killed,
and I couldn't.
I killed the samurai.
Yeah.
And that
That
was the only Renegade thing I did in the whole game, and that prevented me. What are the choices? You can either save him totally.
You're being
him
controlled
kind of,
by the guy.
So I could only kill him. I had to kill him.
Yeah. He died. I'm pretty sure.
Because
he died.
I made that one Paragon mishap.
He gets shot regardless.
No, you're allowed to not shoot him if you have Paragon points.
There's something up
because
there.
Because you get Renegade points when you kill him. So how are you? There's got to be a Paragon option.
You know what? I don't even care.
I do. I was fucking pissed off.
I reloaded it. I reloaded game it and then
playing carefully.
Yeah. And you have to play that whole part. Like, you have to walk up.
That's a slap in the face, man. Anyone who plays the Paragon game.
That sucked.
Anyway, sorry.
Next. The Xbox 360, Boxing Day deals were...
horrible.
Yeah, they were terrible. But one of the ones that was up there was Zuma's Revenge for 400 points, $5. I downloaded it, assuming that, it's just going to be a Zuma game. Remember, we played it, six years ago.
That was not just a game. That was a fucking... That was the game.
Yeah.
We were playing Zuma a lot on Hanley House.
Yeah, we did. Zuma is timeless.
Like, till my eyes bled. I can't not look
we
at the screen.
We used to stay up all night at Kyle's house. Till the sun would rise.
I remember at parties. There were parties at Kyle's house.
We just playing Zuma.
Yeah, we turn it on. Everybody else is walking in front of the TV get the fuck out!
Oh, man.
You gotta jump on Zuma.
And so I played it like 3 days ago. Mandy and I were playing it.
Revenge?
Yeah. Dan had already played it. We came over doing like a Battlefield night here.
And I bailed on Battlefield because it's shit.
Yeah, he started playing Zuma. And so there was this metagame. Like after every level that you play, it shows...
There's a metagame in Zuma?
Yeah, it shows where you are in the leaderboards. And then shows Dan, your friend's score. And the only friend I have who has it is Dan. So Dan's above me on everything. I'm like, you fucking asshole. So I'm going back and Mandy and I are playing it, like beating Dan's score, sipping and passing it, playing Zuma. And that game's so much fun.
It is.
I beat it, got most of the achievements.
That's why I was late today.
That's a five. That's a five. Must play.
Oh, yeah. Zuma's a five.
And I played, I tried to go back because I couldn't get some of the achievements for Zuma's Revenge.
Yeah.
I went back to the original Zuma.
It's so much harder.
It's so much harder, and it's horrible looking. It's so bad.
It's not as fluid.
Isn't it just a port of the PC one?
I think so.
Yeah, the
Flash version.
The Flash game.
It looks so bad.
You're a fucking Zuma king.
I'm amazing.
I can't beat his scores.
I don't know about that.
Joe, I can't beat his scores.
Well, I'm pretty good at it, too.
I'm sure you are.
I can't beat your fucking scores.
I went back yesterday.
100,000 points you beat me by on a lot of levels. And I'm like, I just fucking raped that level.
Wait, what's your crazy achievement for playing that game 24 hours straight?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
You didn't get that?
No.
You just leave your game on pause for 24 hours.
I think I'm going to do that.
What's the honor of that?
Just no honor in achievements, okay?
Sure there is. I have 80,000 levels.
Yeah, you bought fucking Dorito games.
They're free Dorito games.
You played Dorito games.
Crash Course.
Dorito made games. That's a fucking achievement.
I remember being so mad playing those. Like, we all got them at your house.
Crash Course, baby.
The Dorito games?
Yeah,
I played one where you were a dinosaur eating Doritos in a suburb.
Yeah, and you get 20 points for it.
I downloaded that one.
I'll just as soon not get those points. I'm sorry.
I got
him. It was free. And there was nothing to play at the time.
What else you got?
I don't know. It's something off topic of video games and movies, but I was just thinking the other day, I was driving by our old house. Doug and I and Kyle, we all lived together at a point in time. In the old mill house.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
And, we've all been there. We played video games and stuff there. And, I just started... I started laughing because they replaced the front door. The front door was brand new. And I remember we used to have like a walking stick outside the door. And we were upstairs playing Halo and Matt was outside, our friend Matt. And he's just banging on the door, like stabbing the door, trying to like get our attention. We walk downstairs, there's just dents all over it.
Oh my God.
We kicked the door in when we couldn't get in.
Yeah, there's we used to work so you could kind of lock it and then you could kick it in, but one day Kyle came home and he was wasted and I was asleep. Or no, yeah, Kyle got home and I was like passed out. So he was banging and trying to call me and I wouldn't pick up my phone and he just gave it a swift boot that like broke the thing beyond it even closing. Enter!
And another thing...
You guys had to call the landlord and tell him that somebody broke it. Yeah, someone tried to rob us.
That's the thing. We called it, but like, we woke up the next morning, the door's wide open.
Was like,
yeah,
we're all asleep.
Passed out drunk.
It's winter time.
The door's so, just wide open.
Like, the hinge is broken off. There's pieces of wood on the floor.
Just
the fucking trucks.
So, yeah, all night, the door's wide open. We wake up, we come to our senses, like, we have to call the fucking landlord.
It was the
like,
worst neighborhood, this. Too.
Yeah, the west end of Windsor, like...
I'm pretty sure we were sleeping in the living room or something. Anyway.
Yeah. So we call the landlord after, like, I don't know, 2 hours of deliberation. Like, what the hell are we going to tell him? We decided... Like, it was like 4 days later, actually, that we called him.
Animals come and go as they please.
We called him up and said that, somebody, we got home and somebody kicked the door in and broke in. He's like, you didn't call the police? We're like, oh, he just stole an old iPod of mine. It was a big deal. He's like, you gotta call the police for this shit. And,
did you call the police?
No.
You should have made a false report. It would have been funnier.
No, because it was clearly, when he examined the door, he realized that there were... kicked in door marks from the inside as well.
Yeah.
What?
Trying to keep Kyle out.
We used to lock people out, dude. The door was just fucked. I don't know what we were doing. We used to have firecracker fights, and I'm assuming in one of those, that's where it got damaged.
Yeah.
And he examined those. Oh, you know what I think it was?
Someone broke in and
fireworks off. We took a hammer and tried to smash it in from the inside to close again.
That'll probably work.
And so he noticed that, and he didn't believe us, but he had nothing else to go on. I also remember there was a chair, just like the one you're sitting on, with like four defined legs. We were playing Halo 3, and Chad was so mad, he picked up the chair and smashed it into the wall so far into the drywall that the chair was just like able to stand on its own in the wall. Just like the chair was sticking out of the wall.
And that's when the door was broken, too. So
and then
like,
we also
we were moving
told
up soon.
We also told him whoever broke in did all that inside the place.
I've seen that guy recently, our landlord. Yeah. I walked past him and just like, ah. Okay. Seen him at Costco. But yeah, the original point I was trying to get to was how we wrong our landlords in the past of like different places that we've lived. I don't know if you guys
nice.
Think of any.
Pretty nice to my landlord.
I've never done anything with any landlords.
Dan's landlord once. That was nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I got drunk and told him he wasn't welcome in my house.
I said I lived there.
And
Dan punched a hole in the wall.
No, he smacked the wall.
I smacked it with like an open palm.
Oh, it was a smack?
Yeah, we had to fix it.
It wasn't that. It was the smallest like.
No, it wasn't.
Imprint.
Yeah, we just drank too much whiskey. Started fighting.
Yeah, that was the last time actually.
Which is probably going to happen.
Long, long time.
Hopefully, no fights though.
There'll be no fights.
No fights.
I'm done.
Yeah, we're having a friendly, competitive laser tag, and then...
I'm not playing.
Booze. I don't have the temper.
I'll pay, and I'll go in there.
Let's just
play the
race.
You're not going
to
play?
No, I'll play.
You're all playing.
We all have to play.
We'll
that's the thing.
I'm $18, we're playing, and I'm going to shoot y'all.
16.
Even cheaper.
15 and 16?
So yeah, that's mine, I guess.
Yay.
Dang it, time.
Time to myself in the last couple weeks, considering I had like 2 weeks off from work. I worked one day out of like 2 straight weeks, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, really? What games and movies did you play and watch?
Well, I got American Netflix.
Yeah?
So I watched,
Did you finish American Horror Story?
Get right in.
No, I haven't. I started watching American Horror Story. I watched the first, I don't know, five or six episodes, and it was alright.
Season 2 is
I've heard Season 2 is better, But I really got into Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Like, really into it.
I've seen that on the community.
There's first four seasons on Netflix. I've watched three full ones, and I'm just starting the fourth now.
That's crazy.
I'm going to have to watch it. I hear great things about that
it's
show.
It's pretty good. Like, it's not the best show I've ever seen. Like, it's no Walking Dead.
Walking Dead's not the best show I've ever seen either. But
it's no Boardwalk. It's no whatever you like.
It's no whatever you're about to say, but it's good.
Pretty good. It's definitely
little three. You tell me.
Yeah, did season three kind of
season three ruin it for me?
Yeah, but shit.
They go to Belfast, and I don't give a shit about any of that. It's
they ride their motorcycles to Ireland.
They go, and I don't know how they get there. To be honest with you, that's the thing.
It's about the main character's kid, and
yeah, his kid gets abducted.
The whole season is about
that.
It's stupid.
I don't know. It's yeah. That season sucked my
kid's
ass.
Kid's ugly. The guy never really liked it. You never really buy into that he likes his kid.
Yeah.
He's a pretty bad actor.
Yeah.
Who's this? The blonde guy?
Jax.
Yeah, Jax Taylor. I don't know who he is in real life.
You know what? He's in Community, and he played a British guy. I wonder if he's
British.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's also in...
No, not Community. I'm sorry. He was in Undeclared.
Yeah, I saw in his...
Oh, IMDb. That guy. I know exactly who you're talking about.
The British guy from Undeclared. Yeah. He's the main... The main character in that.
It's pretty cool. Oh,
that makes me kind of want to watch
it. He's pretty cool. I like Jax. Like, he does have some bad acting sometimes, but I like him.
Can I interject for just 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Do you think that, you know, we notice when American actors are doing... Oh! We notice when American actors are doing accents, but like every British, Australian, like any foreign actor doing an American accent, you completely buy into until you know that that person's British.
Oh yeah, when I found out what's the girl from X-Men First Class?
Oh,
X-Men Jennifer First Lawrence.
I was blown away when I found out she was British.
The craziest,
yeah,
one that
she's in Hunger Games and that other movie that I was talking about.
The craziest one that I've ever
Bridesmaids
seen.
Too, yeah.
And I
no,
never noticed.
Okay, different then.
Aaron Johnson.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Who's Aaron Johnson?
Do you know she was British?
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy, man.
But they do a great job.
I thought he was Toronto.
No. Kick-Ass is British.
Yeah, he plays John Lennon. He plays young John Lennon in the movie. And
yeah,
he does
he's
his...
fucking really British.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a really crazy voice.
Buddy, fucking Christopher... Batman.
Christopher Nolan? Batman.
Bale.
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
Is Christopher British? Batman.
Christian Bale is like... has the thickest accent in the whole world. Have you ever seen...
he's Australian, right?
What's the magic movie he's in? The Christopher Nolan movie?
The Prestige.
The Prestige. Have you ever heard his voice in The Prestige?
I don't remember.
Is that his voice?
That's his voice.
That's crazy. It's
he's
very
like,
different.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Like,
oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah,
oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's but they do like. Such a great job doing American accents, but I think it's because we don't know that they're not American, so they just sound like a regular person. But when Leonardo DiCaprio tries to do an accent, it's like, I know that's not your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
what
right.
What was my joke? What
the Gingo? What?
Oh, sorry. You're not at 18 minutes. I almost forgot to lap it.
Just keep going. Yeah.
Who cares? We'll just talk. Now we're just going.
Yeah, we're running down. Go on.
So yeah, Sons of Anarchy is worth a watch. I give it a so far, probably 4.
So you recommend it?
I recommend it. I don't think it's the best thing I've ever seen, but you should.
Better
watch
than
it.
Whatever we like.
It's not as good. No, he said it's not as good as whatever we like.
It's not as good as like what you like your favorite show. I'm trying to, anything else that I've watched? I started watching Wilfred too because it's on American Netflix.
How do you like it?
It's hard to watch.
Have you been through to season 2 yet?
No.
It starts to deal with the more like.
I know you said the end of season 1 is like a.
That's the end of season 2.
Oh, the cliffhanger ending.
Yeah.
Season 1 is going to make me hate Elijah Wood more than
I. No, I like Elijah Wood.
The problem is you like him more. You like Elijah Wood more, and he's not Frodo anymore. And that's a big problem.
I can't imagine how that's possible.
I like him a lot. He's really good.
He's better. He's cool.
He is cool in it. It's just... Wilfred's such an asshole. Like, he's always...
The dog?
Yeah.
But
like, he acts like he's being his buddy, but he always fucks him over. He always...
But, like, they try really hard to make sure that you remember that this is a dog talking. And he acts like a dog a lot of the time, and he's selfish like a dog, and, like, he... There's the one episode he tries to poison Elijah Wood, and, like, he tries to poison brownies... Yeah. And he convinces Elijah Wood that he's poisoned.
But he's not.
But it's just chocolate that's in the brownies.
I know. I saw that.
So the dog thinks he's poisoning him with chocolate and raisins, but
yeah,
his dogs can't eat chocolate and raisins. He's like, he calls it like the chemical name for chocolate.
Yeah, and he goes to the doctor.
He goes to the doctor.
Says, I ingested a lot of amount of whatever this, you know, whatever it was. Yeah. And he goes, well, so did I at lunch today. I had a chocolate brownie. Or something. He's like. You're fine. It's only poison.
So the whole time the dog thinks he's poisoning Elijah Wood, and he's like, you better tell me what I want, or like, whatever, and you find out it's just chocolate and raisins.
Yeah. it's funny, like, I'll get back into it, but I got onto other shows and stuff, and then I kind of dropped it, but I'll get back into that.
Word.
Eventually. As far as games, I finished Walking Dead episode 5. I bought it when it was cheap.
Yeah.
The deal day. I finished it.
That was a good deal.
Yeah.
You get the entire game for $10.
Yeah, it
was all five episodes.
Yeah, because one was free, and then the other ones were half off each.
20 points.
So pretty sweet. It was good. The ending of it is different than any other game I've ever played. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone.
Well, your ending is going to be different than my ending.
Is that what it is? Like, is that really what it is? That the whole ending is different, or is it like Mass Effect, where it's like same thing happens to the main character, but there's
main characters leave your game. I know in Mass Effect it's like Grunt's dead, but here's Munt. It's not as bad as that.
No, like you roll with
that was bad. Dude, this whole character is missing from my game.
Replaced by this Munt guy, the same voice actor.
He's got a different color shirt.
Yeah.
and my character who's gone is not referenced at all.
Yeah, well, Munt does reference Grunt.
Does he?
Yeah. I knew Grunt. I am Munt. Let's move on. That's it.
Let's continue. I was trained in Grunt's teachings. I was brother Munt.
Just consider me Grunt.
So for Walking Dead, for story's sake. We've talked a lot about Walking Dead in previous episodes. I give it a 5. It's definitely worth looking at.
A 5.
5.
It's so good.
It's much better than Mass Effect 3 at the differences you can have. Yeah. I think there's only a few differences, but shit happens that you don't know is going to happen, and yeah, it's
cool.
That's the whole thing of the game.
And then pretty much the only other thing I have on my list here is my buyer's remorse for Legos.
We already kind of done that.
So yeah, and then my gifter's remorse.
Gifted
remorse for my Wii U for Christmas.
Oh, really?
I don't even need it.
Sell it.
Well, I hooked it up. Okay, my living room is small.
Here's the thing, though. It's been out for 2 months.
It's a small living room. My fucking... Like, if I turn the controller away from... Because there's a sensor on the top of it,
Something wrong with your controller.
If I turn it away, it disconnects.
No, you don't have...
So I reconnected it. And it doesn't do it as much, but it still kind of does it sometimes.
There's something wrong with your system.
I go all over
my house with that thing.
It's just as good as the WaveBird, at least.
No, I don't understand.
It is. It really is.
I walked like 5 feet that was away from yours.
I think Netflix is transmitting more data, but like I can play Mario anywhere.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're on a couch and you turn your gamepad this way, it's not going to fucking stop.
That's what it was doing for me.
No, so there's something wrong with your system. Bring it back.
And then what else? It's not as bad when I reconnected it. Like I tried again.
Dan, you should be able to play that anywhere.
How fast is your web browser?
It's fast. It's as fast as my internet.
Fucking slowest thing ever. My phone is faster. My computer's fine. Everything's fine. My Xbox is fine.
There's something wrong with whatever is transmitting data to your gamepad. I would bring it back.
Gay. Thing sucks. I hate it.
Okay, well, 100% of the Xbox is broke, and so are the PS3s.
I've not played it once.
It's launched, and it came out 2 months ago.
About how any Wii U bought from like a previous like so say if Joe buys his.
Yeah, you get all
I bought it, I would have Trine 2 for free.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And you would lose it if you were to buy it again? There's no DRM.
Yeah. They're probably going to fix that mistake, but not... like, my Nintendo ID doesn't hold whatever games I bought. Actually, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what works fantastic for that? iTunes.
Yeah.
Just, like, get a new computer, get a new phone, your account, the hold...
Well, you can't download music, though, right?
Yeah.
Anything you've already bought, you can, if you do it
music,
right.
If you buy music...
I thought you had to rebuy the music.
Mm-mm.
I thought so, too, but I did it wrong.
You do not.
Because I bought it under, like, my own name, and then we switched to Shelby's.
I have songs that I bought 2 years ago on iTunes that I still have on my phone, and I did not have, like, this phone, anything. It's just...
It's really just your iTunes.
Yeah.
Your iTunes account.
If you have the same iTunes account, you're good. That's it.
Yeah.
So we all kind of had Django on our list. Do you want to just take a couple minutes to talk about Django?
Yeah.
I count 6 shots, nigga. I count 2 guns, nigga.
Django!
Django, have you always been alone?
Django!
Django, have you never...
So we all saw it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it with you guys, Joe, and we saw at the same time. Yeah. And then, 2 days later, I saw it with Chad?
Yeah.
Django, sort of like in a roundabout way, has put Inglourious Basterds in my top 5.
You know what?
Does it kick out? Possibly Inception? I don't know. Maybe.
I was going to talk about how I really, really, really want to watch that movie again now.
Inglourious Basterds? Who's watching all the Quentin Tarantino movies on Netflix?
I've been watching some of them.
Yeah, I thought it was Dan for sure. I'm like, he's going back through the whole catalog.
No.
Pulp Fiction's awesome.
Jackie Brown.
Pulp Fiction's awesome.
Jackie Brown's not as good.
No, it's Kyle watched Jackie Brown. Yeah. Jackie Brown's not as good because that's like his first one.
No. Jackie Brown was after Pulp Fiction.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like he ran out of
gangster stories. Oh, Reservoir Dogs was me.
What'd you think of Reservoir Dogs?
It's not that good.
It's not as good.
It's good. It's different, man. It's old.
It's like with Inglourious Basterds, it's like new Quentin Tarantino. Like this century Quentin Tarantino.
Django is very similar to Inglourious Basterds in the way that it's like
a lot
not
of
just all action and not building to one thing.
You know what? It's
unpredictable. And
it's his first movie that's told like in a traditional narrative where it doesn't jump chapters. You know, you start at the beginning and you end at the end.
It's pretty interesting to watch the evolution of his movies because you really see it in Pulp Fiction. Like, Pulp Fiction's all about how anything can happen, you know? That's the point of Pulp Fiction. Bruce Willis is on his way to do something. Something weird happens, like, in real life, and then you have this great scene that comes out of it. And, like, how he's taken that into his new movies is great.
What'd you think of Jamie Foxx?
I thought he was awesome.
He surprised the shit out of me.
I mean, I'm not going to give him an Oscar, but he was much better than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah. I like Jamie Foxx. I think he's capable of pulling that off. I don't think he brought much to the character. He played it really straight. And the bigger characters, like the caricatures in the movie, were definitely Christoph Waltz, which it's crazy how much he's not the guy from...
Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah, he's completely different from Inglourious Basterds. It was fun to root for that guy because he's
so. You're kind of thinking like, oh, this villain is he? What is he in this movie? And then you see it, and you're like, right away, you buy him as a good guy.
Yeah, it's crazy to see Leonardo DiCaprio in a movie and he's outshined by an actor, which Christoph Waltz outdid DiCaprio, I think, in that movie.
He made a really good villain, though.
DiCaprio's rant, like his smash the table.
Yeah, that scene was amazing.
Have you guys seen the trailer?
What's with the skull though? That he's been holding and keeping in his like. Whatever chest that he had forever,
it was old Ben.
Yeah, but he destroyed the skull, and he the characters weren't punished at all. They just didn't get the boxer that they did that they wanted, which they didn't even really want.
The Mandingo.
So now they just paid. He didn't even raise the price. He was just like, oh, you want her? You want what was
he didn't
name?
Raise the price, Rimmelda. But the price.
Rimmelda, yeah, he should have said like 15 or 20, even something that was like. That it's going to hurt these guys because they wasted his time. But he's like, oh, you wanted 12? She's 12 now. You don't get the boxer.
Think about that.
That's it? After that huge rant? Like, maybe he's just mad that they wasted his time?
Yeah. No, he's mad that they wasted his time and him charging $10,000 for her.
12.
12.
1,200.
Whatever. That.
No, it was 1,200.
1,000.
The price is irrelevant. 12, I'm just saying. Yeah. It was a lot of money and she's supposed to be worth, like, say it's $1,000. She's supposed to be worth $10.
It was 12,000.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She was 300.
She was worth almost nothing in comparison to what they were about to pay for this other guy.
Yeah,
so
that was the argument.
It's no skin off his back to give them her.
Why couldn't they have just gone there and said, you have, I'll say it, a slave, and, I'll pay double?
Well, they explained that. Because he doesn't really know who... He wouldn't have even known he had that slave.
But they had to get into his world.
He wouldn't have let them go.
Oh, because he meets them outside of the...
Yeah, they have to go to
the compound or whatever.
And, like, the guy doesn't really
at least get there.
Talk about his Mandingos and stuff, and he just...
Well, that's the reason that Samuel Jackson brings up. He says, like, you're not going to pay any interest to these people for $300. It doesn't care. Like, or you were not going to care about $300. Like, how much money does he make off his plantation?
Yeah.
He's not going to even give these guys the time of the day.
But couldn't they, like...
But $12,000 makes him awfully friendly, and...
But couldn't they have bountied three or four times? I know, this is the whole argument, like, if they have eagles, why don't they just fly there? So maybe I should be conceding my point. But couldn't they have gone there and said, like, Django does a couple of bounties, he's got 10 grand, and he's like, I want to buy Brumhilda.
Yeah.
And wouldn't the word of that...
because then... Well,
he would sell her. He's a
businessman. What it seemed like when they were having the conversation, Jamie Foxx and Waltz, it seemed like if he was going to do that, the guy would have went, I want 50. Like, this is your wife? And then I guess the argument is, why didn't he do that once he found out?
Well, I
remember Jamie Foxx had to put on that whole spiel, like that actor thing, that he hated black people, because if he just showed up as a normal black guy... Yeah, I'd like to get my wife.
Oh, the really.
I have money.
Christoph Waltz. It's like, I speak German. I heard she speaks German. I'm lonely. Here's 10 grand. Please. I need somebody. Like, obviously, again, I'm going to concede my point because it's irrelevant. The story that Quentin Tarantino's told is better than mine. My, why did they just go and buy her story? So, I mean, fine. That's good. But Samuel Jackson, have you reconsidered your stance on Samuel Jackson?
In a way. He's good in that really movie.
As soon as we got out of the movie, I said something without even thinking about it, but it, like, I was like impressed with myself. I was like, yeah, but he wasn't, you know, when Samuel Jackson is directed, not hired, he does a great job every time. Yeah. You know, it's like I know we need you for this part. And here's
I wrote
how
this part for you.
Yeah, here's how I want you to play it. Not hired, like, we need a Samuel Jackson type, and then they get Samuel Jackson. You know, like when he is directed and he's playing something that is like, you know, we need you to act in this movie, he's great.
You but know how they he doesn't. He does probably interviewed a bunch of actors and directors about would you want to be in the new Star Wars movie? I read the one with him and it was awesome. It's just like, I would love it so much if somehow they could bring back Mace Windu. Yeah. I just want to be in these new movies.
Yeah, just want to be a part of that world.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm going to make a prediction. This month, they announced the director.
We'll see. I thought they were.
I hope so, man.
I thought like, they were. They had the final.
Think of how exciting that is. Any day now, we could find this out.
Yeah.
I think it might be Favreau.
That'd be interesting.
I've also heard Sorkin.
I don't want it to be him, but I think right.
One other thing I want to touch on before the episode ends.
Yeah.
There's a Red Band trailer for Evil Dead.
Oh, it looks
holy
so good.
Shit. That is the first movie that is going to scare me.
Yeah.
Since it's going to be scary and awesome.
I did pick up that it's still going to be funny in some ways, like the.
We saw in the trailer the blood puke scene.
Yeah, but
it's like obviously that's over exaggerated and it doesn't look just disgusting, like gross. It looks like puking blood in a funny, cool way. Ugh. I don't know. I thought it looked great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that movie.
Like effects are going to play a huge.
Oh
huge
fuck!
Part of
it
that
is
movie.
Bloody.
When
it
we
is a bloody movie.
Before we go see that, we should watch Evil Dead 2.
Oh yeah,
and then go and see the new Evil Dead.
Sure.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. Welcome to season 2 of Do you want to do this, Doug?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks again for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed the new format. Next week, we will be doing a top 5 to be determined. Again, if you have any movies you'd like us to review, email us, let us know.
Facebook us.
It's exciting times, season 2.
Yeah, request some movies for us to watch. We'll watch them.
Not only that, the top 5s, if you got any top 5s.
Hey, do we score Django? 5.
Oh,
5.
5?
Four. Hated off. Five.
What do you give Inglourious Bastards?
5.
Okay, I like Inglourious Bastards more than Django, but they're both 5s in my book.
Django.
Inglourious Bastards is part of the Masterpiece Collection.
I know you can't just like sweep those kind of situations like everything that happened under the rug, but seeing some of those scenes like the Mandingo fight scene, that's just I don't want to watch that. It's just very very uncomfortable.
But that's what he's going for. Achievement unlocked.
Yeah, I know. He got on comfort. That's what he usually does. But it's just.
Yeah, I didn't like that scene.
That like I was like, oh,
the one that bothers me
horrifying.
Is the dogs.
But yeah, the dogs.
The dogs.
I didn't
like
that
either. Yeah, there's a lot of
I forgot
weird,
about
like,
those.
Yeah,
I like that Jamie Foxx's character Django. He steps up in that situation where Christoph Waltz is losing his nerve.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx is pretty much saying like, I'm in control. Like we decided we were playing characters. This is what my character would tell you to go fuck yourself, and I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. That gave him a chance to step up.
The timing of the rap songs was awesome.
Oh yeah, great score. It was scored really nice. All his movies are really good. For
this one
for
was
music.
Really good, like the 100 Black Coffins.
I'm not sure which one I like more, just because I'm gonna have to rewatch Django a few more times.
Yeah.
Like Inglourious Basterds. Really doesn't hold up to the rewatch. That's my only issue with
it.
Oh,
come on.
I'm going
come
to
on,
watch
man.
It.
You, I've heard you say
Django probably doesn't hold up on the rewatch.
It doesn't. I know it doesn't. I don't know which one is
I
worse,
watched
though.
Django twice and I enjoyed it.
I think
Django's the second time.
I'm not going to like Django as much
Django.
As
Django. That's the
we were jibbed
incredible.
Out though on the
yeah,
on
really
the second
stupid.
Rewatch.
Now he's talking about
which
how
made it awesome.
Like spiritually, Inglourious Basterds, Django and his next movie are going to be like a trilogy of sort. Like they all kind of tie in with the same like it's a World War II movie
same
about black soldiers
yeah
who get
did you read the
AWOL?
Full article about
not
AWOL
but they get left behind.
We'll see ya.
Bye everybody.
Bye Chad.
Yeah, did you read that article about how in an interview he was saying he was originally going to write those black characters into Inglourious Basterds and have a little spin-off and then they were going to go back.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Too much content.
Yeah, so now he's just going to do his own thing with it.
Hey, can we, do you got 5 more minutes? We'll cut this off. Okay.
Already waved. See you, Mike.
We did kind of cut it off already.
Yeah.
Say all arrangement. All Rich Mo!
Hey! Next week, top 5.
I need 100 black covers for 100 bad men, 100 black grapes so I can lay they ass in. I need 100 black preachers with a black sermon to tell from 100 black Bibles. Why we send them all to hell? I need 100 black coffins. Black coffins. Black coffins.